But man, I'm just fucking just about to do the next episode of the Rebel Rap Radio reality show where we promote underground artists from all over the world. It goes as far as Dublin right now, and I just wanted to talk to you about what you got going on with hip-hop right now.
What I got going on with hip-hop right now, I got a couple of shows coming up. One of them coming up July 2nd at the My House Lounge in Quincy, Mass. We got Orion the Rebel, myself, Split Face, Danny Dragon, alongside me, Split Face, will be AP and Breezy.
Okay, okay.
Breezy, the motherfucker who makes the beats, AP and Split Face, and the ones who lay down all the fucked up words that you hear on them.
You know what, that's actually what we're doing right now. We're chilling in Breezy's room beats right now. You can look him up on Reverb Nation. How you spell that shit?
B-R-A-Z.
Ha, that's what's up. That's what we're doing right now. We're chilling in Breezy's room right now. We just got done working on this track called Grind or Die right now. It's something that got us so fucked up that we're going to have to wait till the morning to record it. Smoking a couple bowls right now. What I want to know, actually, from you, like, who are you working with right now in the industry? I know you're working with High Time Records. I know you're doing some stuff solo and shit like that, but, like, who are you really working with right now in the industry?
I'm working with a lot of people, like you said, High Town Records. I'm working with Orion the Rebel and Danny Dragon. I work with Breezy's Room Beach.
Okay.
I work with Crimson Bio and New England Concerts, who are hosting us to be opening up for Tech 9 in Manchester, New Hampshire, July 23rd.
Right.
I'm working with Conflict Productions.
I cannot wait to do that show. Everybody needs to know right now that we're opening up for Tech 9. He's a mental giant of underground hip-hop. You know, it's a really fine line between underground hip-hop and above-ground hip-hop and shit like that. But Tech 9 is one of the people who is, you know, he's kept the integrity of you know, being a true artist and you know, dealing with the development of the underground hip-hop artist and still keeping his true integrity, you know, and being heard by a lot of people. And that's like... that's something that every artist dreams of. I think that people really, really need to know how much work it takes to be able to open up to somebody like that right now.
It's a half buster and a half. It's a fucking pretty penny out of your pocket. It's a hell of a lot. It's a fucking huge hassle, but an absolute fucking honor to do everything I fucking do to be able to be where I'm going.
That's what's up. So what are your aspirations with your music right now?
What?
What are your aspirations with your music?
That's my aspirations.
Sounds like you're smoking on something.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Define that word, aspirations.
Well, what are your ambitions?
My ambitions?
Yeah, turn the beat down real quick. I'm sorry, we were listening to this beat. You know, this kid made this beat, and he's got this guy, a sample, going, grind or die, grind or die. So me and Danny Dragon and Breezy were sitting here, we were writing this track and shit, or whatever. It's called Grind or Die, or whatever, and we just kind of trapped in the beat. But I want to know what your ambitions are with your music right now.
My ambitions with my music is to put motherfucking Boston, Massachusetts, where it belongs, right on top of the map with everyone else who's on top of the map. Every motherfucker sleeps on that motherfucking murder mass, and it's time for y'all motherfuckers to wake up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Nothing really gets me like meeting somebody and you know, getting ready to plan a show or whatever, whether it's a big show, whether it's going to be like, you know, a medium-sized show or whatever, and just like, you meet somebody, you know what I mean, you go over shit with the tickets and stuff like that, and me and you, we just started spitting on the middle of the street in Austin and shit like that, like right when we met each other, and that shit's authentic to me. And one thing that I appreciate is that, like, you know, I meet so many people, and, like, most of the people that I meet with this music, most of them are, you know, slackers, you know what I mean? I meet a lot of slackers. I gotta say, like, nine out of every 10 people I meet is a slacker, and that's not somebody that I put on the Rebel Rap Radio reality show. I appreciate the way that you grind out with your music. One thing I want to know also is, like, what's up with this kid Shells right now?
What's up with what, Shells?
The kid Shells, he's doing
this. Oh, Shells?
Yeah.
He's a little local homie trying to come up in the rap industry as well. He's a local cat from, grew up in the same neighborhood as me.
Okay,
growing up on music and